2020年12月11号星期五，那我们今天呢又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱者的阿叔 Krishna Baladeva 法夫为我们继续讲述 Mahabharat 伟大的巴拉达。请大家专注聆听 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyadeshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanya Kaupataru Bhyacha Kripa Sindhu Bhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So last time we saw the attempt of Duryodhana and his people trying to kill the Pandavas and their mother in that house of lack.
那我们上一周呢，就听到了杜尔丹以及他的手下想要杀死潘道瓦五兄弟以及他们的母亲，想要在那个满是燃料的那个房子里烧死他们。
But they escape.
但是他们逃脱了。
Then Srila Prabhupada quotes one very beautiful Bengali, a simple Bengali saying.
所以他就引述了一首很美的但是很简单的孟加拉的谚语。
Rakshe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakshe Ke. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you.
如果 Krishna 想杀死你，没人救得了你。
And if Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you.
如果 Krishna 想保护你，没人能杀得了你。
So it is obvious that the Pandavas were protected by Krishna.
对，很显然，潘达瓦们是被 Krishna 所保护着的。
And no matter how much plots, how much planning Duryodhana had and will have in the future, they will not be able to kill the Pandavas.
无论 Duryodhana 他设了多少的阴谋诡计。设了多少的陷害的陷阱，无论是在过去还是在将来，那么多人都没有办法杀死潘达瓦五兄弟们。
Non-devotees cannot understand the divine protection that the Lord offered to his devotees.
但是非奉献者呢，就没有办法理解主向他的奉献者所给予的这种保护。
They think that they have so much power, so much wealth, and so many followers, and they can defeat the pious people, but they cannot.
他们觉得他们有这么多的力量，有这么多的人手，他们是可以杀死这些或者是破坏这些虔诚的人的，但其实他们是没有办法的。
It's the law of karma. When you try to hurt someone else,The reaction always comes back to us.
这是业报定律所为。如果我们要是要想要伤害别人的话，其实这个报应总是会回到我们自己的身上。
So instead of hurting someone else, we actually end by suffer more.
所以说呢，我们并没有伤到其他的人，反而呢使自己变得更加的受苦。
Similarly, if you do good to others, good also will come to us.
但是如果我们要是对别人好的话呢，这个益处好处也都会反射到我们的身上来。
So Yudhisthira, he was always looking after the welfare of others.
Yudhisthira 王他就总是在想着要为别人谋福利。
So Krishna was looking after his own welfare.
对 Krishna 就一直都会照顾着 Yudhisthira 王的福利。
And every time Duryodhana tried to harm the Pandavas became stronger.
而且每一次当 Duryodhana 要陷害Pandava 的时候呢， Pandava 每一次都会因为这次的破坏而变得更加的强大。
So this incident we heard last time is the second time they tried to annihilate the Pandavas.
我们在上一周所听到的这些事件 那件事呢其实已经是杜鲁丹这一群人第二次要害潘达瓦兄弟了。
So, Pandavas only gained by this attempt to be murdered by Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, Pandavas, they gained from that.
但是呢潘达瓦他们就是从 Dhritarashtra 和杜若丹对他们的一次又次的破坏中呢，变得越来越成长。
So what is really required for us to receive the protection of the Lord?
所以呢，对于我们从主那里得到保护，需要什么呢
？It's actually very simple.
实际上非常的简单。
We just have to surrender everything to the Lord.And become his obedient servants as the Pandavas did.
我们只需要呢把所有的一切都归于主，然后呢像 Pandava 兄弟那样成为主的非常的恭顺的仆人。
Anyone can receive the Lord's protection.
任何一个人都可以得到主的保护。
If you take the Lord into our hearts and remember Him all the time, then we are always protected.
如果我们要是把主请进我们的心中，并且总是在想着他的话，那我们其实也就时刻都是被保护着的。
Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, to those who worship me with devotion.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面说，对于那些怀着奉爱服务我的人。
Who meditate on my transcendental form.
他就能够达到我的超人的形象。
No. Who meditate on my transcendental form.
就是谁要了解了。
For those worship me and meditate on my transcendental form.
Meditate. Okay.
Meditation.
并冥想着我的超然的形体的人。
To them, I carry what they lack and preserve what they have.
对于他们，我保护他所有，并且为他提供他所需。
If we always think of Krishna, Krishna always thinks of us.
如果我们要是总是想着 Krishna 的话，那 Krishna 也会时刻想着我们。
But the Pandavas were always thinking of Krishna.
Pandava, 他们就时刻都在想着 Krishna.
That's why all attempts to harm them were fruitless.
所以说呢，所有要迫害他们的这些企图都是没有任何结果的。
So, while the palace was burning, as you remember, they escaped through the tunnel that architect sent by Vidura made.
大家如果还记得，当这个宫殿被烧着了以后呢，潘达瓦兄弟他们就通过这隧道逃了出来。这隧道呢是由Vidura派来的建筑师帮他们挖的。
And they escaped without being noticed by anyone.
而且他们是在神不知鬼不觉的情况下逃脱的。
And they could see when they came out from the tunnel, they could see from a far distance. They could see the palace totally on fire.
而且当他们从这个隧道的另外一端爬出来的时候呢，他们可以看到远处的宫殿是处于大火之中。
So they were near the Yamuna, and they moved to the Yamuna to the water, and they saw one man sitting in a boat.
然后他们这会儿呢是在雅穆那河附近，所以呢他们就继续走向雅穆那河，然后就看到在河岸边呢有一个人，这个人他有一条船。
So that man was also sent by Vidura.
那么这个人呢也是由维多罗派来的。
And he indicated to the Pandavas by certain words, certain messages he gave to them, they could understand that he was sent by Vidura. They wanted to go very far away from any place where they were known, because they didn't want Duryodhana and his brothers and their father Dhritarashtra to suspect that they had survived that attempt to kill them.
那他们呢就想逃到一个他们曾经所熟悉的任何一个地方的远远的地方，因为他们不希望Dhritarashtra还有Duryodhana会起疑心，然后这样会继续的追杀他们。
But it was already late in night, and Kunti Mama was tired, and the brothers were tired because it was a very, very intense day, and escape and everything. So they were very tired. So Bhima, being the strong and having so many supernatural powers, he put his mother on his shoulders, he put the twin brothers on his sides, on his sides, and Yudhishthira and Arjuna on his arms, the five of them, and he started running like the wind.
Wow, 那这会儿呢已经是很晚了，然后呢，昆提妈妈呢很累了，兄弟们呢也都很累了，因为确实这一天也折腾的比较厉害，那因为这个Bhima。 Bhima呢，他是五兄弟里面最强壮的一位，而且呢，他有很多的这种超能力，所以说呢，他就把昆提妈妈给扛在了他的肩头，然后呢，把他的这个，然后他用他的两边的这个腿，阿叔 ，it's really hard for me to picture that. Imagine how five people.
Oh, yeah, on his sides, on both sides, you know, and then you just see Arjuna carry on his arms.
Yeah, 反正就是这样的啊，就是在他就把这个Sahadev和 Nakula 呢，就架在了他的这个双胯的地方。So they were hanging
on his waist.
对，然后呢，就是他们俩就抱着他的这个腰部这个地方，然后呢，他的胳膊底下呢夹着 Yudhishthira 和 Arjuna， 然后呢，Bhima 他就把这四个人全部都。 扛在了他自己的这个身上，然后他们五个人一下就像风一样向前跑去。
So he was carrying the five of them, the four brothers and his mother.
所以说呢，Bhima 他是扛了五个人，一个是他的四个哥哥和弟弟们，还有他的母亲。
He was actually endowed with extraordinary power.
Bhima 他其实是被赋予了非常超凡的力量的。
That the power was given by the snakes, and the snakes when the king of snakes under the on the lake when he took that poison cake and was bitten by the snakes and brought down.
因为他当时被毒蛋糕毒了以后，他后来又被这个蛇咬了，那他的这个神力呢是由那个蛇给他的。
So it was the king of the Naga snakes gave him the blessing that he would be very more stronger than 100,000 elephants.
Naga 王国的蛇王给了他这个祝福，那说呢，他的这个力量呢将会强于一千头大象的力量。
So it's incredible for us to imagine the strength of this person, physical strength.
那对我们来说，其实也很难想象这个人他所具备、他所拥有的这种超然的神力。
And because he was the son of the wind god, he could run at the speed of the wind.
而且因为他是风神的儿子，所以说呢，他就可以像风的速度一样奔跑。
This also happened with Hanuman. Hanuman was also the son of the wind god. He also could also move at a great speed and jump very high.
Hanuman 也有这样的功能。那哈努曼呢，他也是风神的儿子，所以他也能够像风的速度一样奔跑，并且呢，他能够越很高的高度。
So he was walking, running so fast.
所以呢 ，Bhima 他就以非常快的速度在走着或者在跑着。
That his brothers and his mother, they almost fainted. So fast he was moving.
因为他跑得太快了，以至于使得他的兄弟们以及他的母亲们都快晕过去了。
But because they were so tired, they all fell fast asleep.
但是由于大家都太累了，所以呢，他们都很快就睡着了。
So after running for a long distance, they finally reached a very dense and dark forest.
当他们跑了很久之后呢，终于他们来到了一片密林之前。这个森林很浓密，而且呢也很黑暗。
It was already the evening. Was already evening, yeah.
但这会儿已经是晚上了。
The evening of the next day, yeah.
这已经是第二天的晚上了。
So and the forest was not very.The forest was not very nice.
但是呢，这个森林不是特别的好。
And there was no fruits in the forest and no much water.
就在这森林里头呢，也没有水果，也没有水，也没有果子。
And they could hear the cries of wild birds and beasts, very, very inauspicious sounds.
还听到狼哭鬼嚎的这种野鸟的叫声，还有动物野兽的叫声，所以呢，那个声音是很不吉祥的。
There was a strong wind.
风也很大。
So they were feeling very hungry, very thirsty, and very tired. And they even though the forest was not very, very attractive, they didn't want to move. They were so tired.
但是呢，他们实在是太累了，他们觉得很渴而很饿。虽然说这个森林呢展现出来是很不吉祥的那种状态，但是他们也实在走不动了。
So.Bhima put them on the ground. They were so tired. They all lay down and just on leaves of dry leaves of trees and immediately they fell asleep.
Bhima 呢就把他们所有的全部把大家都放在了地上，大家呢都非常非常的疲惫，所以呢就在干树叶，就在这个树边的干树叶上就睡着了。
They were so exhausted.
太累了。阿叔。阿叔。Haribo, 阿叔。
One second.
OK, 请大家稍微等一下。
So, but Bhima didn't fall asleep. He felt very responsible. He had to stay and guard them against any spies maybe sent by Duryodhana or maybe even Rakshasas, because that forest didn't look very auspicious.
但是呢, Bhima 可没睡, 他就觉得他必须得警醒着, 要帮他们, 守卫着, 因为怕有这个Duryodhana派来的间谍来继续的追杀他们, 或者说是有Rakshasa来攻击他们, 因为那个森林里面看着实在是太不吉祥了。
So he was guarding them and he was looking at his mother and brothers, you know, and he felt such a deep pain in his heart.
那所以呢,他就看着他们, 他保护着他的母亲, 还有他的兄弟们, 看着他们,他内心感受着巨大的疼痛。
Just 2 days before, 2 nights before, they were sleeping in a very, very comfortable beds and eating very, very nice food. And now, here they were, sleeping on the ground and nothing to eat.
那两天以前,他们还舒舒服服地睡在床上,而且还有那么美味的食物。可是现在呢,他们既没有睡觉的床,也没有可吃的食物。
Kunti Mama, the wife, the queen, the wife of the great king Pandu, the daughter of the great king Surasena, and now she was lying on a bare ground.
Kunti Mama, 这位伟大的国王潘杜王的妻子, Surasena 王的女儿, 此时却就这么躺在地上。
She's the sister of Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, she's the auntie of Krishna.
她是Vasudeva的妹妹, 她是Krishna的姑姑。
She didn't deserve to be in this situation.
她本不应该受到这样的待遇的。
And then his thoughts went to Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira, the son of Yamaraj, also lying on a bare ground.
然后呢,他把目光移向了Yudhishthira。Yudhishthira是Yamaraj的儿子,可是他现在也就这么躺在地上。
He's supposed to be the emperor of the three worlds, and now he was in such a precarious situation.
他本来应该是这三界的帝王,可是他现在呢,却是处于这样悲惨的境地。What
about Arjuna, the greatest bowman of the world, and in how he was lying on the ground like an ordinary person.
而Arjuna呢,他是这世界上最杰出的弓箭手,可是他现在呢,就像是一个普通人一样躺在地上。Nakula
Sadev, they were like demigods, look like demigods. They didn't deserve to be sleeping on the dust of the ground.
Nakula and Sahadev, 他们也是显现得如半神人般,所以呢,他们本也不应该就这样躺在这满是尘土的地上。And
then his thoughts went to Dhritarashtra and his sons.
然后他又想起了Dhritarashtra以及他的儿子们。And
he starts speaking as if Dhritarashtra and his sons were there.
他就开始说话了,好像这个Dhritarashtra和他的儿子们就在那儿。
You rascals, you have such a little vision.
你们这些目光短视的混蛋们,
You may enjoy your temporary success.
也许此时正在享受着这一时的成功。
But you will live only until Yudhishthira command me to take your lives.
但是呢,你们只能活到 Yudhishthira 王命令我取走你们性命之时。
If he orders me, I will destroy all of you in one day.
If you what? Sorry, the first part.
If he orders me, If he orders me, if he commands me,
如果他要是对我下出了这样的命令，那我在一天之内就会结果你们所有的人。
He was feeling such a rage against the sons of Dhritarashtra.
他此时对于 Dhritarashtra 王的 Dhritarashtra 的这些儿子们感到是极为的愤怒。
So he was looking with so much affection to his brothers and mother and tears coming from his eyes, thinking of their present condition.
所以他满怀深情地看着他的母亲，他的兄弟们，泪水从他的眼睛里流淌而出，他想着他们此时的这种状态。
But he continued awakened to guard his brothers and mother.
但是呢，他也继续是处于很醒着的这种状态，在保护着他的兄弟们以及他的母亲们以及他的母亲。
Not far from that place where they were sleeping lived a rakshasa.
所以在他们睡觉休息的不远的地方呢，就住着一头 rakshasa。
Rakshasa, some rakshasas are man eaters. They can eat human beings.
那有些 rakshasa 呢是吃人的。
Srila Prabhupada said, even now in modern days, parents, mother kill their babies in the womb, and sometimes they even eat them up, and they delight in eating them.
The mom eat the baby? Srila Prabhupada 说即便在当今的这个年代，有的时候呢，这个母亲腹中怀着胎儿，但是呢，她不喜欢这个孩子，她就会把这孩子给吃了。其实她指的就是堕胎。
Abortion, not killing, leaving. Abortion. Abortion.
堕胎。
Yes. Yeah. So some rakshasas are superior to human beings.
那么 Rakshasa 呢是处于比人类更高等的状态的。
They are more powerful, more intelligent, materially speaking.
对，从物质的角度上来说呢，他们比人的力量要大，而且呢比人要更有智慧。
They have their own planets in a higher region than this planetary system.
所以呢，他们所居住的那个星球呢是有比就是他们是在更高的这个星球的体系里面的。
But in previous ages, even the previous age, Dwapara Yuga, when the Pandavas were there, there were many Rakshasas, and some of them even participated in the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
但是呢，在多尔帕年代，在这个 Pandava 兄弟他们在世的那个年代呢，其实就是在这个人类社会是有很多的 Rakshasa 的，而且呢，在 Kurukshetra 的战场上有很多的 Rakshasa 参战的。
Rakshasa have the power to create illusory appearances like a magician.
那这个 Rakshasa 呢，他就是像魔术师一样，他有一些玄秘的力量，能够把自己的这个样子给变了。
And they can make appearance of things like a magician.
Yeah, so they can make
illusory appearance of things.
Yeah.那他们就像这个魔术师一样，能够用这个虚幻的能量把这个东西的样子给转换了，变成别的样子。
Magician, like create an illusion, and they could change their own forms at their own will.
就这个魔术师，他可以用这个虚幻的这个能量。把这个事物给发生变化，而且呢，他可以把他自己的这个样子也变了。
So, Rakshasa have these two powers. They could create illusions for illusory appearances, and they could change their own forms.
所以说呢 ，Rakshasa 他有这两个能力，一个呢就是他可以产生虚幻的这种景象，第二个呢就是他可以改变他自己的样子。
So this, many of Rakshasas, they eat flesh, and they can eat flesh without even cooking it like animals, and they can eat human beings.
那这个 Rakshasa 呢，他们是吃生肉的，就是他是吃肉的，首先，然后呢，他可以像动物一样，就是不经过烹煮，就直接把这个肉生着就给吃了。还有呢，就是 Rakshasa 会吃人。
So fortunately, we don't see them around.
所以我们还算比较幸运，就是我们周围呢没见着这样的 Rakshasa。
We don't know.We don't know if they are still around.
但是我们的确不知道，就是现在是不是还有 Rakshasa 会在我们周围晃。
So, but in those days, yeah, and they would live in very inauspicious forests, in the very dark places, you know.
但是呢，在那个年代呢，他们的确是在地球上有显现的，而且呢，他们是会生活在非常的不吉祥的地方，比如说就在这种非常阴暗的森林里。
So this Rakshasa living not far away from the place where the Pandavas were sleeping was called Idimba. Hidimba.
Idimba. Jidimba. Jidimba.
Right. Okay, I send you.
那么就是在他们休息的地方不远的这个地方呢，就住着这只 Rakshasa， 它的名字呢叫 Hidimba。
Hidimba, and he has his sister, Hidimbi.
然后呢，他有个妹妹叫 Hidimbi.
This Hidimba was not ordinary Rakshasa.
但这位 Hidimba 呢，他可不是一个普通的 Rakshasa.
He was like a king of a race of Rakshasas.
那么他呢，就像是一个 Rakshasa 族的族长，或者叫国王。
He had very sharp teeth and a very big belly.
他有很锋利的牙齿，而且呢有很大的肚子。
Very large shoulders, and he had a reddish complexion.
他的这个肩膀也很宽广，很宽阔。他的这个肤色呢是红色的。
We may think that these are stories for children, but these were real entities. They're probably still around. We don't see them much. We don't hear about them, but probably they're still around. But they exist. This type of personalities exist. And they're still existing.
我们现在听起来好像是在讲童话故事，给小孩讲的故事，但其实不是。就是，这些都是真实存在的，而且呢，就是，像，Hidimba 这样的 Rakshasa， 其实依然还是存在在我们周围的，只不过呢，我们现在就没有看见他们而已。
Ravana, who fought against Lord Ramachandra, was the king of Rakshasas.
比如说Ravana, 他和主 Ramachandra 进行战争，那么这个 Ravana 他就是 Rakshasa 的国王。
He had kidnapped Sita.
他绑架了 Sita.
And he was also very powerful, very, very, extremely powerful.
那么 Ravana 呢，他是非常的有力量的，非常极为的有力量。
Yeah, he could manifest ten heads.
他可以显出十个头。
And Lord Ramachandra was shooting arrows to his heads, and heads would blow up, and another head would appear.
主 Ramachandra 用箭射中他的一个头，然后这个头呢就被射碎了。然后呢，就会有一个新的头立刻长出来。
And sometimes using magic, he would disappear in the sky and nobody would see him.
而有的时候呢，他就会用魔法让自己消失在空中，使得谁也看不见他。
In the Ramayana, it's a long description about the fighting between Lord Ramachandra and Ravana. And Ravana uses so many of these Rakshasa's tricks, you know, in order to fight against Lord Ramachandra, to mystify him.
在罗摩衍那中呢，有很长的篇幅都是在描写 Ravana 和主 Ramachandra 之间的打斗。那么里面就描写了 Ravana 他用了各种各样的 Rakshasa 的这些武艺来想要击败主 Ramachandra。
So he was sitting there, and he told his sister, I'm smelling human flesh not far away.
对呢, 黑登巴就坐在那儿, 然后对他的妹妹说, 我现在闻到了在咱们不远的地方, 就有人的味道。
And my mouth is already watering.
嗯, 我现在口水已经流出来了。
For a long time, for all day, I have not eaten anything. I'm feeling so hungry.
嗯, 而且我都已经好长时间没吃东西了, 我现在可是很饿。
So my sister, you go and see what kind of human beings have come here.
真的, 我亲爱的妹妹, 你去看看, 到底是来了什么样的人。
And then I'll come, and I'll put my teeth on their throat and open their veins and drink their human blood.
然后呢，我就会去，然后呢，我会把我的牙齿戳穿他们的喉咙，然后呢，这个从他的这个血管里面吸掉着人类的血。
And we'll make a feast on human flesh, and we'll dance together in great happiness.
然后呢，我们就会享用一顿人类的美味的大餐，然后我们再一起尽情的跳舞。So
Indimi went to the direction where the panda was resting to check if there were actually any human beings there.
所以说呢，Indimi就去到了潘达巴们休息的这个地方，去查一查到底是什么样的人。
So first she saw the four Pandavas sleeping and their mother Kunti.
那她首先看到的呢是睡着了的这四位潘达巴兄弟以及他们的睡梦中的母亲。
And then he saw not very a short distance he saw Bhima guarding them.
然后呢在不远处他就看到了在为他们站岗的Bhima。
And as she looked to Bhima with his handsome appearance, very strong, very attractive, immediately she fell in love.
但是当他看到了高大英俊的Bhima的时候呢，他立刻就爱上了Bhima。
Ah, she said, "Oh, this is the right person to become my husband."
哎呀，这就是我心目中的郎君呐！I'm gonna
disobey my brother's order.
那我必须得违抗我哥哥的命令。Because
my affection for this handsome man is becoming greater than my affection for my own brother.
因为我对这位爱哥的深情，要比对我哥哥的这个情谊还要深。So.
Using the power Rakshasas have to assume any form they want, she assumed a form of a very beautiful celestial woman. In the Ramayana, we have the story also when Rama, Sita, and Lakshman are in a forest in exile, and the Surpanaka, the sister of Ravana, came there, and she also was very ugly, a Rakshashi body, very ugly, but she transformed herself into a very beautiful celestial woman, the same as here this Rakshashi Dimbi is doing.
就是当主 Ramachandra 还有 Lakshman 还有 Sita 他们在森林里面被流放的时候呢，Ravana 的妹妹，她其实也是一个长得非常丑陋的一个 Rakshashi，那么她也把自己变成了很美丽的一个女子，是一样的。
And she tried to entice Lord Ramachandra and then Lakshman.
然后呢，他就试图要去诱惑主 Ramachandra， 然后呢又想诱惑 Lakshman。
So here, Idimbi also transformed herself into a very beautiful celestial woman and approached Bhima to captivate him.
所以呢，邢蒂比也是一样，她把自己给变换成一位非常美的天仙般的女子，然后呢，来到弼马面前，想要来迷住弼马。
Oh, such a handsome prince like you, such a strong personality. Who are you? Where you came from?
英俊的王子啊，如此伟大的人物啊，您是谁呀？您是从哪里来的呀？
Who is this beautiful lady laying down on the ground and this poor young man?
躺在地上的这位美丽的女子是谁呀？这四位年轻人又都是谁呢？
Do you know that this forest is part of the kingdom of a great Rakshasa, Idhimba?
你知道这座森林是属于一位很伟大的 Rakshasa 吗？是属于 Idhimba 的吗？
Do you know I am his sister?
那你知道我是他的妹妹吗？
And he sent me here to find you, to kill you all.
他把我派到这儿来找到你们，然后把你们都干掉。
But then when I saw you with your handsome features, now my heart is totally conquered by you.
但是现在我见到你，见到如此英俊的你，我的心完全的被你所征服了。
And I want you to accept me as your wife.
对，我想让你接受我为你的妻子。
And I can protect you from my brother. I can rescue from my brother.
这样我就能保护你，能救你，不受我哥哥的迫害。
With my mystic power, I can take you wherever you like.
因为我有玄秘力量，所以我可以把你带到你想去的任何地方。
We have to go. We can go to the celestial gardens and enjoy together.
我们可以去到那天堂的花园，然后在那里尽情的享乐。
Bhima listened to her, and he was very polite with her. He said, "He could not." And it was a surprise to him, and he said, my beautiful woman, you know, I cannot leave my brothers and my mother simply to satisfy our lusty desires.
那Bhima 呢，他彬彬有礼地站在那儿，那他内心其实还是很惊讶，但是呢，他说，我亲爱的美丽的女子啊，我不可能把我的父亲把我的这个兄弟和我的母亲就留在这儿，然后和你一起去享受鱼水之欢。
And concerning your brother Rakshasa, I'm not afraid of any Rakshasa.
至于你的哥哥那位 Rakshasa 呢，我可是一点也不害怕任何的 Rakshasa。
I'm not even afraid of Gandharvas and Yakshas.Who are superior to Rakshasas?
比 Rakshasa 还有高的 Gandhava 和 Gandhava 和 Yakshas 我都不害怕。
So you can go and bring your cannibal brother. I'm not afraid.
所以你可以去把你的吃人的哥哥找来，我一点也不害怕。
Meanwhile, Idhimba, he was waiting for his sister. She was taking too long, so he got down from the tree where he was sitting, and he went to the place where the Pandavas were.
那与此同时呢 ，Idhimba 因为一直在等着他的妹妹回来给他报信儿，但是呢，他妹妹走的时间实在太长了，所以呢，他就从他当时坐的那棵树上就下来，然后呢，来到了。Pandava 兄弟们他们所休息的地方。
So when he saw his sister had taken that celestial form and was very beautiful dress, that beautiful ornamented, he could immediately understand their motives.
就说呢，当他看到他的妹妹，展现出来的是天仙般女子的身形，而且还打扮得如此的美丽， 带着很美的这些饰品，所以呢，他立刻就明白了他妹妹的内心的动机为什么会这样。
How could you make me wait? You know, knowing that I'm so hungry.
你知道我很饿，你怎么还能让我等这么长时间呢？
嗯。I'm so hungry, and you here, you try to entice this human being.
我如此的饥饿，但是你却在这里来诱惑这么一个人类。
You don't have any fear of me?
你难道不怕我吗？
You want to have a loving affair with my evening meal?
你难道想和我的晚餐谈恋爱吗？
For him, Bhima was his meal. It was, and she wanted to have a loving affair with his meal.
那对于 Hidimba 来说呢， Bhima 就是他的一顿晚餐，但是呢， Hidimbi 呢却想要向却想向Bhima 示爱。
So you are ready.You are ready to sacrifice the good name, the honor of the Rakshasa just for some sense gratification with a human being?
难道你就是为了和这一个人去进行这感官享乐而牺牲到 Rakshasa 的美名吗？
Ah, I'm going to kill you right now.
那我现在就得把你先杀死。
This is Hidimba. He was rushing to kill his own sister.
对，那就是 Hidimba. 他现在他就是想气急败坏的要先把他的妹妹杀死。
Hey, Bhima came in front of him. Hey, don't make too much noise. You're going to wake these sleeping persons. I don't want to disturb them. You challenge me, and you don't touch your sister, okay?
然后呢 ，Bhima 就走上前来，对他说：“嘿嘿嘿，你在这儿别说话这么大的声音，弄出这么多的噪音来，一会儿就把睡在那儿人都给弄醒了，那我可不开心了。你别碰你妹妹，你要打就和我打。
”Why you want to kill this your sister? She's just because she has manifesting a loving desires.
你为什么想要杀死你妹妹呢？难道就是因为他在展现着他爱的欲望吗？
She does not deserve to be punished because manifesting her loving feelings.
就展现了爱的情感，可不止就是他可不能因为展现了这个爱的情感，所以就被杀呀。
You want to fight with me?
如果你想打仗，那就和我打。
And they start, and they, Bhima, you know, he said, you, I don't think you have calculated my strength enough.
Bhima told Hidimba, Hidimba told Bhima.
I don't think you have yet calculated it very well who I am.
然后 Hidimba 就对Bhima 说，我觉得你还真是不自量力，你根本就不知道我是谁呀。
Otherwise, you would not have challenged me for a fight.
否则的话，你根本就不可能向我发出打仗的挑战。
Okay.We let your brothers and mother sleep very comfortably, and after killing you and drinking your blood, I will take care of them one after another.
好吧，现在先让你的兄弟和你的妈妈舒舒服服的睡一会儿吧。等我杀了你，喝了你的血，我再去照顾他们。
So he ran with full strength to beat Bhima, and Bhima with his arms, he caught the arms of Hidimba and began dragging him away from a place a little distant to not wake up his brothers and mother.
所以呢 ，Hidimba 他就使出全身的劲儿，向Bhima 砸去。然后 Bhima 呢，就一把抓住 Hidimba 的胳膊，然后把他拖到了一个稍微远一点的地方，因为他不希望他们的这个打斗呢，把他的哥哥、弟弟还有他的妈妈给弄醒。
嗯 ，So the Bhima dragged him for a good distance, so the Rakshasa would not.His cry, his noise will not awaken his brothers and mother.
所以说呢 ，Bhima 就把 Hidimba 给拖到了一个比较远的地方。这样的话呢，就使得 Hidimba 的哭喊声不会弄醒他的兄弟以及他的妈妈。
They start fighting so heavily. They were knocking down big trees, you know, with their fight.
所以呢，他们就开始大干起来，大打起来。他们的在打仗的过程中呢，还搬倒了很多树。
So they end by making a lot of noise, and the four Pandavas and their mother woke up.
最终呢，他们还是弄出了很大的声音，所以呢，这四 Pandava 兄弟还有Kunti 妈妈都醒了。
And when they woke up and they saw this very beautiful woman standing in front of them.
当他们醒过来的时候呢，就发现这位非常美丽的女子就站在他们的面前。
So Kunti asked her, "Oh, my dear beautiful woman, where do you come from? What is your name?"
所以呢，昆提就问她：“我亲爱的美丽姑娘，你是从哪儿来的呀？你叫什么名字呀？”
So she said, "Yeah, I'm Idimbi, and my brother is the king of this forest. He's a very powerful rakshasa now, and I was sent by him to kill you on his order."
他说呢，我的名字叫 Idimbi， 我的哥哥是这座森林里的国王，他是一个非常强大的rakshasa。是他命令我来到这里要杀死你们的。
When I came here and I look at the and some features of your son Bhima, I totally became fall in love with him and I chose him as my husband.
但是当我来这以后呢，我就见到了高大英俊的您的儿子 Bhima， 所以我爱上了他，然后我就选他作为我的丈夫。
My name is Hidimbi.
我的名字叫 Hidimbi.
Now your son Bhima has dragged my brother to a great distance because your son didn't want to disturb your sleep.
现在呢，您的儿子 Bhima 把 Hidimba 给拖到了一个很远的地方。他们在打仗，他们在打架。他们之所以要去远的地方呢，是希望不要把你们吵醒。
So they heard all this noise of trees falling down and so much dust, you know. So they rushed to the four brothers. They rushed to their spot in order to help Bhima.
但是呢，他们听到了这打斗的发出的巨大的声响，还有呢，这个树在到处的倒着，而且呢，还扬起了很大的尘土。所以呢，这四位潘大宝兄弟呢，立刻就奔向。打斗的这个现场要去帮 Bhima。
So Arjuna was the first to arrive there, and he went next to Bhima and said, "Now you can take rest. I'm very good. I'm very rested. So because I took a good sleep, so you just step aside, and I can take care of this rakshasa."
那么第一个冲过去的呢是 Arjuna。Arjuna 并肩的站在 Bhima 的面前，旁边对 Bhima 说。我因为睡了一个好好的一觉，所以我现在精神抖擞。那现在你可以去在旁边休息，然后这会儿由我来应付吧。
Bhima said, No. I already have promised this Rakshasa that I will take care of him."
然后，Bhima说不，我已经承诺了，我已经和这位 Rakshasa 承诺了，我得把他给照顾好。
At that time, very furiously.Bhima picked up the Rakshasa and started wheeling him around many, many, many times.
那这此时呢 ，Bhima 就抓起了 Hidimba， 然后呢，把它抡起来，抡了好多好多好多圈儿。
And then he threw the rakshasa down on the ground, and he broke his body in two.
然后呢，他又把 Hidimba 这个 rakshasa 呢就给摔在了地上。这位 rakshasa 呢，这身体就断成了两半。
He put his leg and all the body from the backside with the back. He broke his back bone and in the middle.
然后呢，他是用他的腿踩在他的这个后背上，然后呢，把他的这个身体从他的后背的这根后就是脊柱一下子给折成两段。
So immediately, Hidimba died.
Hidimba 就这样一命呜呼了。
So then all the brothers and their mother, they decided to leave that forest.
此时呢，所有的这些兄弟们以及他们的母亲就决定要离开这座森林。
But Hidimbi was following them from a distance.
但是呢 ，Hidimbi 就远远地跟着他们。
So at that one point, Bhima told her, "Look, if you are seeking revenge for your brother's death, please do not follow us. Otherwise, you're gonna experience the same fate as your brother."
然后Bhima 在那么一刻的时候呢，就对 Hidimbi 说如果你要是想为你的哥哥报仇的话呢，你也不能这么跟着我们，因为你这么跟着我们呢，你的下场和你的哥哥的下场是一样的。
Yudhishthira scolded Bhima. Bhima, this is not proper the way you're talking. Is a woman, you know, and how can this woman harm us? And besides, she's in love with you.
Yudhishthira 呢就批评了 Bhima， 对他说 ：“Bhima， 你怎么能这么和他说话呢？”这么和一位女子说话是不对的，而且呢，这还是一位深爱着你的女人。
And Hidimbi approached Kunti and told us, my dear lady, you know what women experience when they feel in love, when they fall in love. So please, you see, I have given off my relationships with my friends and my brother in order to become the wife of your son.
然后 Hidimbi 呢就来到 Kunti 皇后的面前，对她说：“说我亲爱的女士啊，您知道当一位女人，就当一个女子她陷入爱河的时候，她是怎样的一种心事？你看我，弃离了我的家乡，离开了我的家人，离开了我所有的朋友，就是想让Bhima 成为我的丈夫。
”Please.Please request your son to accept me as his wife. I can bring him to the celestial regions. We can return after some time.
说所以请你要求你的儿子接受我为他的妻子。那我呢可以把他带到天仙的就是天堂的一个地方，然后我们在那儿共度一段时光。然后我们再回到你这儿来。
So you decided that time to say, okay, my dear lady, your desire will be fulfilled. Bhima, you take Hidimbi as your wife, and after some time you return.
然后 Yudhishthira 王就说：“我亲爱的女士啊，好吧，你的内心的愿望将会被满足。”然后他又对 Bhima 说 ：“Bhima， 你接受 Hidimbi 作为你的妻子。”然后你们就离开一段时间，然后过一段时间你再回来吧。
And then, you know, Kunti also was pushing him, and then Bhima said, "Okay, I will stay to fulfill your desires, but I will stay only until you have obtained a son."
那Kunti 呢也在促成这件事情，所以呢，Bhima 就说，好吧。那我就为了满足你的心愿，那我就和你待一段时间，但是呢，我只待到你生下你自己的孩子。
So Bhima climbed on the back of Hidimbi and she flew into the sky to the heavenly heavenly gardens.
所以说呢，毕马他就骑上了，他就骑上了 Hidimbi 的背，然后呢，Hidimbi 就带着毕马一起飞向了天堂的花园。
So after some time, she had a child.
过了一段时间呢 ，Hidimbi 就有了自己的孩子。
He had no hair on his head. It was bald.
这个孩子生出来以后呢，是没有头发的，是个秃子。
He had very fierce eyes and a very large mouth.
而且呢，有很可怕的双眼，很大的嘴巴。
Even though he was born, immediately grew up and into a young man.
虽然这孩子是刚刚才生出来，但是他立刻就长成了一个年轻人的样子。
Rakshasa women, they give birth children the day they conceive, immediately they give birth. They don't wait nine months like human beings.
Okay, 这个 Rakshasa, 就 Rakshasi 们，他们一怀孕就在同一天立刻就能够生产，所以他不会像人类一样要等九个月。
So Bhima gave him the name of, okay, I copy send to you because it's not easy name.
Okay, thank you.
Gatotkacha.
Okay, 然后呢 ，Bhima 就给这个孩子起了个名字叫 Gatotkacha。
So the Gatotkacha.Immediately became very devoted to his father and to his brothers, and when they got to know his uncles.
那么 Gatotkacha 呢，他立刻就对他的父亲满怀着奉爱之情，而且呢，当他听说他的那些叔叔伯伯之后呢，他也立刻内心就对这些叔叔伯伯们也满怀着奉爱。
So it was the time to separate, because that's what Bhima had said, as soon as they had a child, he would separate.
但是呢，就到了分离的时间了，因为 Bhima 之前就说过，当他有了自己的孩子之后呢，他们就是分离之时。
And Gatotkacha, he told his father, as soon as he would think of him, he would immediately appear to his presence.
那 Gatotkacha 对他的父亲说，他只要心里一想着他，他立刻就会显现在他的面前。
And then the mother and the son departed, and the Pandavas they continued their journey.
这样呢，Hidimbi 还有 Gatotkacha 他们就退离了，然后 Pandava 兄弟还有 Kunti 妈妈他们就继续他们的旅程。
And later on, you're going to see in the battlefield, Bhima is going to call his son Gatotkacha, and he's going to come fighting in a war.
那我们在后面的战争中呢，会看到 Bhima 在战场上就想着他的儿子 Gatotkacha, 然后 Gatotkacha 呢就来到这个战场来助战。
So he was the first son born of the five Pandavas.
所以说呢，这个 Gatotkacha 是这Pandava 五兄弟他们生出来的第一个儿子。
This was what you could call a good Rakshasa.
那这个 Gatotkacha 呢，我们可以把它称为是一个善良的好 Rakshasa。
So, stay tuned for the next episode.
所以呢，我们大家静静的等待下一期。
To continue.Hearing the journey of the Pandavas with their mother.
所以我们在下一期呢，将继续聆听 Pandava 五兄弟和他们的母亲的旅程。
So if there is any question or comments, so now we can deal with that.
Okay. 如果在现在大家有任何的问题啊，或者有任何的评述啊，我们就可以有一些时间来。回答，请阿叔来解答，还有探讨。
Hare Krishna， 能听到我吗？
能。
稍微等一下哈，而且咱们可能在网上提交问题，我先要 一个问题发过去。
Sumukhi Ranamaji said that let's wait for a little while because maybe devotees are trying to prepare the questions. But Sumukhi Ranamaji has a question. She is about to submit. Then, 亲爱的阿叔和丹的 Kelly.请问女人的本性就是这样吗？恋爱的时候就忘了一切，对于杀了自己的哥哥也没有啥感觉。Thank you very much, dear Ashu and Dana Kelly. My question is that, is this the nature of woman? When they are in love, they just forget about everything. Even for her own brother to be killed, she doesn't really have any, you know, feeling for it.
Well, that's the feeling of love of Rakshashi.
那这个是一位 Rakshashi 的爱的情感。
It is true in this material world when people are controlled by Cupid, women can be very possessive, very aggressive because of their lusty desires.
那这是一位女 Rakshashi, 就是一位女Rakshashi 的情感。
No, but
I want to just
say
what you said just now, because 就说
但
是呢
okay.
但是作为女人来说呢，就是当他们在爱的时候，她其实她的占有欲以及她的攻击性其实都还是挺强的。
This is not real love, it's lust, and lust is a very powerful force.
而且呢，这个其实并不是爱，这其实是色欲。那么这个色欲呢，它是有很强悍的力量的。
Everybody is controlled by this power, is Cupid. Cupid is very powerful, it can conquer all our senses and our minds.
因为呢，就是在恋爱中的这个女人，她是被丘比特所这个抓获了的。那么丘比特呢，她是很有力量的，她就抓着我们的，等于她是钳制住了我们的感官。
So we have to avoid being victimized by Cupid, and the way to do to get over this influence of Cupid, we have to develop love for Krishna.
所以说呢，我们可千万要小心，不要成为丘比特的阶下囚，而我们要超越、战胜丘比特对我们的潜质，然后呢，要培养出对 Krishna 的爱。
So see, Bhima felt forced to stay behind to satisfy the lusty desires of Idimbi.
你看，比如说像 Bhima 他就这个接受了 Idimbi 的。色欲。
Of course, they had sex contact and they immediately have a son and then he left her.
但是呢，当他们有了这个就是性交之后呢，他们立刻就怀上了孩子。那么当这个孩子一生出来之后呢，毕马就离开了他。下面这个问题，下面这个问题来自于琪琪的迪巴阿叔，他那个兄弟和昆蒂母亲怎么能够允许皮马和女魔结合在一起呢？阿叔 ，please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that how come the Pandava, especially you know for Yudhisthira Maharaj and Mother Kunti can allow Bhima to be with this Rakshashi?
They were feeling.Pity for her because she was disguised as a very beautiful maid, very beautiful celestial woman, and she touched their hearts. You know, they felt pity for her situation, and they thought that would be appropriate for Bhima at least to try to satisfy her for some time.Because it was, after all, her conduct was proper. She didn't do anything wrong.
嗯，因为呢，首先这位恒丁比，他把自己打扮成是一个天仙的很美的这个样子，而且呢，他又没有做错事情，所以说呢，尤迪士蒂尔王还有昆蒂妈妈呢，就感到对他很同情，觉得他的这个处境呢也很可怜，所以呢，他们就觉得其实比玛的确是应该和他在一起一段时间的。
That's why Kshatriyas, they could have more than one wife. It means if a princess or a woman would be attracted to them, they would accept them as their wives because they were allowed to have more than one wife.
嗯，因为呢，刹帝利呢，他们是可以允许有多过一位的妻子的。那么，当一位女子被他们所吸引的时候，或者这女子被他所就是或者他爱上一个女子的时候呢？他就可以娶这个人作为他的妻子，因为他是可以有多过一位妻子的。
They would feel obliged. They would feel obliged to accept them as their wives.
嗯，而且呢，他们是觉得自己有这种责任，要把这个人当做自己的妻子。
At this time, the Pandavas were still celibate. They were not married.
嗯，而且这会儿呢。潘多拉兄弟他们还依然是处在真守生的状态，他们都还没结婚呢。
So even though they went to celestial gardens, there's no thing of saying that they enjoy illicit sex. They had intercourse one time and immediately have their son Kadgutkacha born. That's all.
嗯，而且呢，当比玛和黑丁比他们去了这个天堂的花园之后呢，并没有说他们有就是这种乱交，他们其实就只是经历了那一次鱼水之欢之后，他就怀了孩子，然后这孩子生下之后呢，他们就分开了。
Next question.
The Mukhi Radha Mataji's question.比玛这么有力量，可以抵得住一千头大象。如果他们还在的话，和神仙差不多了。很多人觉得不可思议。现在人们连200斤也拿不起来。不同的年代的人差异这么大吗？还是因为比玛本身就很非凡，是半神人的儿子，又得到了 Naga 的祝福？Bhima is so powerful, and he has the power more than 1,000 elephants.If they are still alive, you know, they are like the immortals, so that's very inconceivable. Because for people of today, they cannot even carry for 100 kilos. So, for the people from the different yugas, can be this much difference? Or actually, Bhima, because he is not a normal human being. He is exceptional. You know, he is the son of the demigod. And also he got the blessing from the Naga, from the king of the Naga. So make him so different to the others.
Yes, Bhima was different. But still, the people at those in a previous age were much stronger than people in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga people are very, very weak, extremely weak.
嗯，那首先呢，比玛他的确也是非凡，就是这个非同常人。但是呢，在过去的这个年代和卡利年代相比呢，也是完全不一样的。因为在卡利年代的人们呢，是非常的弱的，非常软弱的。
And they were much taller. They were about 3 meters tall.
You mean in the Dwarpa Yuga?
Yuga, yeah.
Yeah. 那么就在 Dwarpa 年代的人们呢，是很就是比在卡利年代人要高大的多。他们的身高是3米。
And they could live for 1,000 years.
那他们可以生活，他们的寿命是1000年。
If you visit Jaipur in India, in Rajasthan, the city of Jaipur, there is in the palace of the king, there is a museum a very famous museum, and they showed armor of the kings in the past. And when you look at that, this, the size of these armors, you know, the thing that they put in the front of the chest and the back to protect against the arrows, and the helmet, all made of metal. This is not only, they are so big in size, but also so heavy that practically a human being cannot hold just the armor. What to speak of dressing that?
如果我们要是去印度的 Rajasthan 邦的 Jaipur 的话，那在那里面呢有一个博物馆。那么在这个博物馆里面呢，它就会展出国王之前的这个国王他在上战场的时候身上带的这个盔甲。那他的这个盔甲，你能看到这个盔甲，它的这个型号是很大的，而且不仅很大，而且特别特别的沉。就如果是普通人的话，他根本就沉不住这么重的盔甲。
But even in China or other places in the world, people 100 years before or 1,000 years before, they were much more stronger than they are now. Even in the beginning of Kali Yuga, people were much, much, much stronger than we are now.
但其实不只是印度，就即便是在中国或者在世界各地其他的地方，那么在一千年以前的人，那会儿的人的这个形体要比现在的人要强壮得多。
Much stronger, much stronger and taller.
要强壮，要高大得多。
So in Kali Yuga, we are dwindling, and in the end of Kali Yuga, a person with 70 centimeters height would be considered a very tall person. 70
centimeters. 那就是所以说呢，在卡利年代的人呢，其实是越缩越小。那么在卡利年代之末的时候呢，就是一个70厘米高的人就已经被认为是非常的高大了。
And they will not live more than 30 or 40 years old.
而且呢，那会儿的人呢也不会活过30到40年。
So Kali Yuga, everything is dwindling.
对呢，在这个卡利年代，其实一切都是在萎缩。
Like brain substance also becoming less and less.
What is that?
Brain substance also becoming.
Okay. 还有就是我们的这个脑容量现在也变得越来越窄。
So better don't wait for the end of Kali Yuga.
所以我们最好还是别等到卡利年，就是卡利年代之末。
Get away because this age is terrible.
所以我们赶紧跑，赶紧撤，因为这个年代很可怕。
Okay, next question.
Before next, can I just keep this one, ask one small question? Just now you said that people in the previous age can live for 1,000 years, but Krishna only lived for 124 years. So it means about his lifetime is very short, right?
Sorry, can you say again?
I mean, just now you said about the people in the previous age have the lifespan for 1,000 years.But Krishna only lived for 124 years and then he left. So it means that...
Krishna did not die. Krishna left.
But the way he manifests is died or just left. To the people.
He decided to live at 125. Also, you have to consider in the end of Dwapara Yuga,They certainly live less than in the beginning of Dwapara Yuga. But if they could live longer. They could live much longer. There were people in the Battle of Kurukshetra, they were 700 years old. So Krishna just decided to leave his, finish his pastimes after 125 years. Lord Chaitanya chose to stay only for 42 years.
对不起，我刚才就是顺着什么拉拉玛紧急问题就接着我前问了一句，因为刚才阿叔说在之前多尔帕年代人的寿命是1000年，可是 Krishna 他才在世了125年，然后就决定走了。我说那这不是 显现 Krishna 他很英年早逝的这种状态。然后阿叔说呢，就是首先Krishna 他显现的时候呢是在多尔帕年代的末期，所以在那会儿的时候呢人们的这个寿命已经开始减少了，但是呢 Krishna 他其实他不是按照普通人类的这种死去的这种状态，而是他是就是离开了，所以 Krishna 他是决定在这个世界上只是显现了125年，然后他就离开了。像 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他也是，他就显现了42年，然后就离开了，但他就不是像那种人类所展现的那种死亡。再跟他说，下面一个问题是 Fairy Mata 姐的，顶拜阿叔 ，Bima 的儿子后来因 Bima 的呼唤参战了 ，Krishna 为了让 Karna 使用。Krishna 为了让 Karna 使用 Indra 赐给他赐的天仙武器，却让 Bhima 的儿子在大战中牺牲了。Krishna 这样的偏心对 Bhima 的儿子来说公平吗？如何理解 Krishna 的这种安排呢？他说 ：“Please accept my very humble obeisances. Bhima's son come to join the battlefield by the invitation through the invitation of Bhima. However.” Krishna, in order to let Karna to use the celestial weapon given by Lord Indra to sacrifice the life of the son of Bhima. So it seems that Krishna is very partial to, is very impartial to Bhima's son.So is this a kind of a fair way to treat the thing? And how to understand the arrangement from Lord Krishna?
Well, we will see this later. Stay tuned.
就关于这一部分呢，我们晚一点的时候会揭示，所以呢，请您静心等待。So next question?
Yes.
Mukirada Maji, 感谢仁慈的阿叔。Krishna 发动库尔之战是不是也是进行年代更替必要需要这么做的呢？是另一种形式的小范围的毁灭，否则卡利年代就没法开始。两个时代的人各方面差距太大了，现在很多人就活不过50岁，这些现象已经开始展示了吗？阿叔 ,thank you very much for your mercy.Lord Krishna, he arranged the Kurukshetra battle. Is that also because that 是不是也是进行年代 ？It's because of the battle is necessary to honor the yogas need to have the to start the Kali Yuga and also is a different form.He's using a different way to destruct for a small range, for a small area. Otherwise, the Kali Yuga cannot be started. And also, there is a huge differences in between of the two yugas. And for now, people already.Have very short life. Many people cannot live longer than 50 years old. So is that true that many of the sign, inauspicious sign of Kali Yuga already started to manifest?
After the battle of Kurukshetra, when Krishna left, yes, Kali Yuga started entering, not during the battle of Kurukshetra.
在库鲁之野之战结束之后在 Krishna 离开之后卡利年代才开始并不是在库鲁之野之战进行的过程中开始的。
Yeah, because, but yes, it was not far from the transition of the yugas, yes.
但是的确这个它确实不是这个战争它确实离这两个年代的交替不太远。
Transition,
yes.
Next question.
That's everything here.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, that's everything here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you very much for your questions. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听，也非常感谢大家提出的问题。
Stay in touch for the next episode.
所以请大家要这个继续等待着咱们下一次的讲课。
And very soon we're going to see Krishna appearing and to be with the Pandavas.
而且很快呢，我们也会看到 Krishna 的显现，然后 Krishna 会和 Pandava 们在一起。
Don't forget the main personality in Mahabharata is Krishna.
所以我们一定不要忘记 Mahabharata 里面的最主要的人物就是 Sri Krishna.
But now we have been introduced to his wonderful devotees that want to play in this particular pastime with him.
但是呢，我们现在呢是在这个介绍这些和他一起共同上演这宵时光的这些非常美妙的奉献者们。
The Pandavas, Vidura, Bhishma, Kunti Maharani, all these are wonderful devotees that they're going to participate in many, many pastimes with Lord Krishna.
比如像潘达瓦兄弟们呢，还有维杜拉呀，昆提马哈拉尼啊，这些 ，Who else you mentioned？ 还有 Bhishma Devi 啊，就这些都是非常的优秀的奉献者，而且呢，他们也都参与到跟主之间的很多的这个小时光的互动中。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Srila Vyasadeva ki Jai Sri Mahabharata ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari
Hare Krishna 亲爱的大家，那我们今天的这节 Mahabharata 的讲述呢就到此结束了，非常感恩 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu 我们的精彩讲述，谢谢大家的聆听，谢谢 Smukhi Madara Radha Mataji。祝大家在 Krishna 之觉之中度过一个非常美妙的夜晚。Hare Krishna。